Hello, diamond beauties and interdimensional beings of light. It's Lisa here, your mystic guide, inviting you to come and take a ride with me as we journey through space and time. Our mission is to create conscious content for 1111D, sharing resources of light for the new reality. Welcome to the Buddhist Biohacker.
Buddhist Biohacker would like to thank our partners Block Therapy, Purity Coffee, Dry Farm Wines, Omnia, and 2-1 Photography. Information can be found on lisamgunshore.com. Join our forum at miwi.com/Buddhist Biohacker and watch live on YouTube on the Buddhist Biohacker channel.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the One Heart, One Earth November Awakening event for 2020. And I'm your host, Lisa Gunshore, and you are on the Buddhist Biohacker channel. Please don't forget to subscribe. But the most important thing is that I feel like I have lifted myself to a different place consciously since this morning. And we really have raised the vibration. I feel more energetic now than I did when I woke up. So it's really been just a powerful, powerful day. And I can't imagine somebody better to spend this time with right now than you, Megan. Welcome back.
Thank you, Lisa.
I just love you.
I think this is going to be a little love fest to everybody. We just, I adore you.
I just love you too. And you know, what's really cool is you're just doing such great work. I mean, everything that I see you do, I watch your videos. Megan has a YouTube channel as well, so you guys can subscribe to that. Your videos are so good and your newsletters are just so simple and clear and direct. And there's just always so much incredible divine feminine energy that comes from you. So I just appreciate it. You know, I get a lot of emails every day, but yours are one of the ones I open up and I make sure to see what your message is and if you have a new video. So
Oh my goodness. Yeah,
you're just awesome. And you're awesome anyways. And we've known each other a while, obviously, and people probably know that story, or maybe they don't, but
maybe they don't,
but we've known each other a while and kind of went through our own little training, psychic training together so long ago. But yeah, so I want you to just share yourself with everybody. Like, who are you? Cause there's a lot of new people to our community this week, which is a blessing. But I'd love for you to share a little bit about who you are.
Thank you. Thank you. But first, Lisa, we just have to love on you a little bit and everything that you do and everything that you do for us and for the community. It's so incredible to set yourself aside more than twice a year for something like this. And we were just chatting right before recording started about everyone who's joining, everyone who's coming. So all the people that were returning from the summits in June, May, April, all those returning, which really does say something, because there's at least three really great summits that I know are happening this week, and we're all here. It so speaks to you and your heart, and the choices that we make have everything to do with your energy and everything to do with your commitment to us. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I take that in. I'm going to take that in. Thank you very much. And you know what? It's been a lot of freaking work, but it is so worth it because all of you are so incredible. And to be able to bring that forward and into other people's consciousness, like, this is what I was born to do, I feel. Forget the psychic reading part.
Right.
I think I'm just a conscious coordinator, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, we needed this community and it's a safe space to be. And actually, this is the best energy of all four times. Like, this one feels, it's so light and fluffy.
It does feel light and fluffy. I was just thinking that. And also, like, being wrapped in this blanket of love and acceptance and sweetness, and it feels really good. You know, it's so funny that you say, forget the psychic readings. let's talk about that. Okay, I'll introduce myself first. So my name is Megan Riley. I live in Denver, Colorado. I am a psychic and a coach and a teacher. So what that means is for a very long time, I have been doing readings. I started when I was 12 doing readings for friends of the family. And it was really then women, friends of the family, who would come over and ask me questions about their love lives. And then the word would spread and someone else would come over and I'd be sitting in, get this, like I had a super single waterbed and a bright blue shag carpeting. And we would sit with our back straight and a chin lock. And I would teach them meditation and I would tell them kind of the things that I saw. And that was a reading when I was 12. And I had no idea what I was talking about. Like, no idea. And it was just something that I always kind of did, but I never thought about it like psychic readings. It was just something that I did. So someone told me, a psychic told me, I should open up my business. And that's when I met Lisa a long time ago. So what's evolving is, so I've been doing readings for, I'll be 47 on Friday. So 35 years. Where are you thinking? Remember, if we look at pictures from then, when we knew each other then, I bet that we look younger now than we did then.
I don't even think we had cell phones then, so we don't even have a picture of us, but we were not.
And we would sit on this wall at Chili's in Boulder, Colorado, and dangle our feet, because neither of us are tall, and dangle our feet and just talk for hours and hours. It was like, finally, someone who was same. Finally, somebody who understood. And that's so much of what I think readings and what we do are, is just finding someone who sees us.
Mm-hmm. Man, even when you say that, it gives me like a jolt, because that's what this is. That's what this community is. It's like we all see each other.
Yeah.
That's so great. Yeah, it was... A lot has changed, and yeah, I'm going to be 42 in 2 weeks, and I feel like I look completely younger than I did when I was 28 or whatever it was that I met you. I don't know how long.
Oh, yeah. Was that your turn in return?
Yeah, I met you before. Let me think. Because I think it was like 2005. So I was like 27 or 28. Yeah. And then I went into my Saturn return and guess what happened? My car, blew up, my dog died. I got divorced, you know, Saturn return.
like it does.
A Scorpio Saturn return. That's right. What that was.
Feels good to have the sun in Scorpio. Oh my gosh. And,
Yeah, this year's probably been easier for us. What's your rising sign?
Scorpio.
Oh, so you're Scorpio.
Yeah. Sting first, ask questions later.
Yeah. I'm Scorpio Cancer.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So I like to hide in my shell and I like to create a nice little shell for myself. Uh-huh.
And like feather it in there.
Yep. You can tell I'm a Cancer because here's my chair. You guys have to see this because it's so awesome and no one can ever see it because I'm sitting in it. But this is my chair. Like, that's how you know I'm a Cancer. Or I have Cancer, whatever. In my rising, whatever you want to call it.
That's so perfect.
I know. Scorpio would do that. The Scorpio is the one with the Egyptian painting behind it. But the Cancer has the jewel tone chair. Okay. It's plush. It's from World Mark.
Uh-huh. Ergonomic.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. You know, your topic's about thriving, Megan. Like, how are you thriving right now?
Yeah, well, in Scorpio season, I think it was easier. And not just Scorpio season. I think there are those of us who are in this community where it is a little bit easier, where it's a little bit easier. And you know, did you go into overwork in March and April and May? Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too, as a trauma response.
Yeah.
Be like, we got this. We totally got this. Yeah. And then come September, maybe not. where those that hadn't maybe gone into that sense of overwork had kind of already gotten out of the hump and are now going back down into it. But it's all return to self. I mean, it's all return to self. And if anyone is saying that they have the answer, that is not return to self.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's so much right now. That's what I love about this community is it really does speak of that, but not only speak of that, but be of that is return to self. Go down into the stillness, learn contemplation, learn self, learn to be quiet, learn to take away all of it. Take away all the things that we use to numb, take away all the things that we use to not pay attention, I was using email to not pay attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. We take it all out. It's like a rumble of now, what am I going to do? It's uncomfortable. It's like when we first learned meditating to sit for 10 minutes is impossible. 10 minutes is like, 2 minutes goes by and we check the meditation timer and another 2 minutes goes by and then the back hurts and then something itches and then right. 10 minutes is something that we can't imagine. And then before you know, we're sitting for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
So true.
Take it all away. And I was really afraid of the last few things like schedule, caffeine. That was a big one. There are these coconut nectar sweetened gluten-free lemon bars called Hail Marys.
I love those. Oh,
they're now on my do not enter list. they were one of those that it was becoming something that what would really make me feel better right now is a Hail Mary. That would really make me feel better. And it was like, okay, because it was gluten-free, vegan, sugar-free, but it really wasn't okay because I was using it as a form of feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
So removing the Hail Marys. There's a, which sounds like a really minor thing, but it's not.
Yeah. It's not when you have to, when there's so much food programming, it's not a minor thing at all.
There's this, it's like a disturbance in the force. When we take it all away, then what's left? And it is like learning how to meditate, being in that, being in the shadow, being in the uncomfortableness. And we start to look for all the personal development gurus. We start to look for anyone who's going to give us something. Just give me something. Just give me an answer. Just give me something, an answer. Or there are plenty of sensitives and clairvoyants out there giving answers right now. We can go to that. We could use that. But underneath that layer and underneath that layer and underneath that layer, there's a sense of surrender. And in that surrender, that's thriving.
Mm.
So if there's anything that I could impart, probably as Colorado's probably headed back into lockdown, as we head back in, what is it that we can go in with that maybe we didn't before?
Mm.
I would say this. What about you? What has you thrive with a house full of kids and sensitives and everything?
You know what? That's a great question. I'm pretty proud of myself, actually, because I'm an overworker. I'm an achiever. I'm all those things, always done it all and done too much and really did the pendulum, the wild pendulum of awakening. I did the, I'm doing it all to, I'm not going to do anything, mm-hmm. And trying to find a balance. But I went into hardcore, the on switch flipped in March, and March, April, May was go, 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 go. And it didn't stop because obviously I think I've been on YouTube like 500 hours or something crazy. I don't even know. I was adding it up the other day and I was like, this is crazy because I've never even been on YouTube till this year. And clients and building websites and all sorts of crap. So the point is I've managed to stay balanced. And the thing I'm proud of and the thing that's thriving, it's really what you said. It's eliminating the noise. I have taken time every single day for myself. 10 minutes, 4 hours, whatever. I actually let go of having to be the mom doing everything at the house. This was the year that the kids learned how to do some dishes. This was the year that they actually took some turns helping me cook dinner. This was the year that I left my husband in charge and I went on a bike ride for 3 hours and just sat in the woods and it didn't really matter if I went home. And almost every single night, I mean, almost every single night, truly, I don't know if I could live without it. I get in my big, huge bathtub and I soak in Epsom salts and I disappear into the darkness. And it has really been amazing because I've never been able to accomplish this. And it's part of why I feel so good and why I've been able to do so much is because I feel like I actually took the time for myself. So to channel world information or go onto a show or write back emails, that's been huge. And having functional boundaries has been huge. I've really learned some tough lessons. I don't know about you, but man, having to have boundaries, having to say no, having to make decisions about who we want to align with, all of those things have been tough. And being able to do that from a place of love and saying, you can be you, you just can't be you here, which is not fun. I always think I'm totally a Sex and the City nerd. I'm not going to lie. And in fact, when I've done a bunch of readings, that's what I do. I go watch Sex and the City for like 3 hours. Cause I just don't have to think about anything and it's feminine energy and it just kind of takes me out. And Samantha says, you know, I love you, but I love me more. And yes, that's been in my head this year, like totally. So that's thriving for me is really like saying no, but also saying yes to myself and releasing the codependent energy. Cause that's what it is. I mean, I was like codependent. I was like, I got to make sure the kids eat this and I got to make sure everybody's okay. And I've got to, you know, be on call for my clients and I need to do this and that. And it's like, no, actually, if I take the time for myself, I can actually be present with everyone and not be distracted and stressed and every other thing.
Yes. Yes.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
It really is. I always get reflective coming up to birthday. And I don't know. Is that just a Scorpio thing or does everyone do that?
I don't know. Maybe you guys in the comments can say, because I don't really do that.
Like, what is this last year been about? What got accomplished? What didn't get accomplished, and in terms of being and doing and having, what got accomplished in all of those. And I always set an intention for the year. And last year, the intention was love. And I started out the year self-betraying for what I thought would be good. And here's the, I think, what turned into the lesson of the year, and this will go even more into Thrive, is not paying attention to my nervous system. Ignoring my nervous system for something. Acute man or staying out late or whatever, or Hail Marys. Ignoring my nervous system. So being able to pull back and really pull back like the sinewy experience of being able to pull back and just sit and be with that and be with that state of alert and find out what's really going on in the state of alert. Like, what does that feel like? Is it something that I can immediately shake out with frankincense? Is it something that I can immediately shake out with a scalp massage? Is it something, you know, like, what is this going to take? Or is this something that's much, much deeper?
We just talked about the nervous system last hour, Megan.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the nervous system, clearly I know about that because mine's been a mess in the past. And our nervous systems, they take a beating. What do you do for that? Like, what do you do when you feel like you need to step back and pull it? Like, what does that look like for you?
Prayer.
Okay.
Sometimes it is just frankincense. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is just telling the pattern, because it's all a pattern, right? It's not true. We are not our patterns. We are not our traumas. We are not our dreams. We are not our personality. Telling the pattern, I have some coping skills now that I didn't have before. And I'm so appreciative that you are here. And I'm so appreciative that you designed yourself way back when, because we really needed it. I mean, that shit was crazy. And I got this. And most of the time, that little tiny step in reparenting kind of it shifts the energy. Or a lot of breath work. Breath fire will clear me and my nervous system pretty fast. Let's do it. Why not?
Yeah.
We could do this, we could start with a minute, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So imagine, everybody, it's like a panting dog, right? Only with your mouth closed. And the focus is on the exhale, so that your abdomen is pulling in, right? So the inhale is going to happen automatically. But if you can picture it, like your belly button just pulls into the spine, just right, and then pulls back like that. Make sure that your thoracic is up, so shoulders up, back. Oh man, that feels good. Mm-hmm. Down. So the thoracic here is up, which is how we always should be. And then, here we go. I'm going to set a clock. And if you have to shut off your camera and blow your nose, that's probably a good idea. It's dry in Colorado. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Ready.
It's a great ab workout, too. And just try, focus on, keep going, pull the belly button in on your exhale. Halfway, keep going. And if you want to close your eyes, it seems like no one's watching when we close our eyes. It kind of feels like it. And then speed it up a little bit. See if how fast can you get that belly button in. Yay! Right now, whatever we were fascinated with and thinking about, we're not now.
That was good.
Good.
I needed that.
Mm.
You know, I have low. So in Ayurveda, they call Agni. Agni is your fire. It's your fire. And I'm Vata is my primary dosha, which is all air and ether. So my fire is, the wind's always blowing out my fire.
Mm.
So that kind of exercise is really good for me.
So oh, that's great.
And space for that.
If you've done back-to-back calls, like back-to-back-to-back, you could take 2 minutes. That was a minute. Take 2 minutes. Do that. Better than any shot of caffeine or anything.
Yeah, that's great. What did everybody think? You guys need to write some comments. What's going on over here? Everybody's tired because it's been all day.
How many warriors have been here for, let's say, 75% or more?
Yeah, I'm guessing that most, let's find out who's been here all day. Write it out. I think a lot of people have. I mean, I've noticed similar comments. There's at least four or five people I've seen comment every single time.
That's really incredible.
It really is, because it's a hardcore day. I wasn't sure how I was going to feel. I looked at my schedule and I was like, okay, like I'm going to, I mean, I worked in fashion retail. If I can do that, I can, you know, it's like Black Friday, you know? I'm actually blown away at how good I feel, because the sustainability summit was really great, but the long presentations, mm-hmm. I think what's different this time is having the presentations stand on their own and all of us just participating with each other. It's like so bright and joyful. So it's been really good. Carrie says she's been off and on. Eve says she's been on for most. Eve's like the summit warrior of the century, because I think she's been on every presentation, all four events.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I know. She's like a full-on warrior. Claire says she's feeling amazing. She's been with us all day. Hi. Aww. I just love it. I was glad you were now, though. I feel like it was exactly the right time. So I'm glad this worked out, because this is a great time.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Well, and this is a lot different than Black Friday. Black Friday is just adrenaline, right? You just gear up, access your thyroid, right? Pull out the testosterone and go.
It's true. My very last Black Friday I worked was 6 years ago. That sounds right. 6 years ago was my last Black Friday in fashion retail. I managed 12 stores between Denver, well, between Cheyenne, Wyoming and Albuquerque, actually. But I had 8 stores between Denver and Colorado Springs. And so we were required to go to all of our stores for a certain amount of time on Black Friday. So I started at 5 p.m. at Park Meadows here in Denver. For those of you who are in Denver, you'll know what I'm talking about. But I started here at 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
Worked until 5 p.m. on Black Friday, and we had a final call. And every single manager on there, we were so exhausted. No one had slept. And I just thought, I'm done. This is the end. Like, I can't do this anymore. I'm getting too old. First off, it's like I was 36 and it was like, this is too much for 36. But why?
Right.
Missing so things, right? Yeah.
Yeah. No.
It's so crazy. Heather says, been on all day and feel like my cup has been filled back up. And Eve says, ha ha. You guys have some questions for Megan. You should throw them out. Did you watch her presentation? You should throw them out. I loved it. And I love all your videos, though. I mean, they're always just very succinct, I feel. Yeah. It's always just like a shot of some Shakti. And then I can go about my day.
I love to hear that. That is totally my intention.
Yes. That's exactly what it is.
It has nothing to do with the words. It's just here. Here. Take this. Run with it. Does it make a difference?
Yeah. I mean, I feel great afterwards, but it usually makes me think, because, you know, here's the thing. How do we hold each other accountable as leaders in the spiritual realm, or whatever the heck you want to call it? I mean, I don't know if I really believe in all that at this point, because I think we're all leading each other, but you know what I'm saying? Like, we have platforms and things. And so there's just a couple of you guys, you, Julie Hoyle, Misa Hopkins, that when you post a video, like, I'm going to watch it, because I know that it's going to help put me in check somewhere, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's really, really amazing. Yeah, there's a beingness that happens, and it has nothing to do with the size of platform. It has nothing to do with, well, it helps, but you can buy a platform too. there's a beingness that comes from turning oneself inside out day after day after day after day, especially on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got it.
What do you think about 2021? What's your thoughts?
Like a long sigh of relief.
Okay.
Yes. Like the sigh of relief that we don't even know we need. And I don't think that's because everything's going to open up and we'll be back sitting in Starbucks. I don't think that's happening.
Yeah.
But the energy around it is changing. And as we go into, I know some countries are already in second lockdown. As we go into this, I'm going in different. The people that I talk to are going in differently. They're prepped in a different way that doesn't have anything to do with clearing the aisles of toilet paper. This is different. The return to self, the return within. Like, let's do this. What didn't you get done last time? Because there were a few things I was working on that I did not get done internally. Mm-hmm. So let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree. Well, and like you said, it's Scorpio time. So for me, much like you, and it is curious, I wonder if other people do this, but I think because our birthdays are in the dark months, like the winter months too. But for me, this is the time not just for self-reflection, but like this is when I deep dive in the void, man. It's like this is the time. It's like I'm taking December off of lives. I say that knowing full well still doing a couple. But I can't help it because I want to talk about the new year. But I'm really I've calmed my schedule way down for the month of December. And a lot of that has to do with I just want to sit. Mm. Like, I just want to sit. I want to move my body. I want to practice yoga. I want to get on my block. Like, I just want to work all this stuff out, you know?
Yes.
Doesn't it seem like, Megan, that all the things that have happened this year for all of us, especially those of us that have been on a spiritual path and all these, it's like knots have been worked out from a massage, but the toxins are still there. So it's like, you got to get all of it out or something. I don't know if I'm explaining that well, but that's what I'm feeling.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Last year I said, my year is about love. And I thought that it was going to be a romantic love, and it wasn't in the way that I thought or wanted it or was trying to control my external reality to make it be that way. Instead, what it was confronting all the areas where I ignore my nervous system, all the areas where I push something aside because what I think I want is better than what life has in store for me, all the areas that the knots are still in there, like you said, or maybe the infection is still underneath, still kind of in there. And we can feel it as just a general malaise, but it doesn't show up like an infection, like bright orange snot. It doesn't show up like an infection, but we can just feel it. So yeah, I think you're right. It's clearing out all the toxins. It's taking the opportunities that we can, taking the opportunities to clear things out, and then being able to look at all the shadow BS that comes up as really opportunities. And how can we wrap ourselves in those as much as we can wrap ourselves in getting what we want?
Mm-hmm. So true. Heather has a question, and I love her question. It says, I feel like my energy is similar to Megan's, intense. Something I feel like I've tried to hide or simmer down most of my life. What do you recommend as far as harnessing and owning this energy? That's like right up your alley.
Oh, I so love this. Yes. You know, I tried to make it turn. I tried to make it go away for ages. I tried, the too much woman, too much, too intense, too emotional, too passionate, too, right? And this is like the gift to the shadow. The gift to the shadow is the gift is inside the shadow. So if it's intensity or being a catalyst is the thing that is too much of you, then go find the people for whom you have been too much and figure out what it was that it was the catalyst for. Because that is a superpower. That means that you can affect the grid. You can look out onto the grid and you can change it. Because I have a sense that there are those that you've been around that you have caused it's like catalyst energy. You cause great change. You make something happen. Or Heather, oh my gosh. Okay. You're a really good transmitter. Okay. So you can also intend something out there on the future and then pull it in. Can you say yes in the chat? Cause it's, pulling something, it's like throwing a symbol out there onto the grid and then pulling it back in. She's saying yes?
Not yet, but we're on a delay on here.
So okay, got it.
It'll show up in a second, probably. She said, tell me more.
Oh, my favorite words ever. Okay, so those people for whom your energy made big change in their life. First of all, you're slumming it with them. And you are still diminishing yourself to feel comfortable. These are not your people. And you're not doing it to them. You're not causing something happen to them, but you do have cataclysmic kind of energy that, left unharnessed, can... this is good. Remember, like in Harry Potter, when they first got their wands?
Yeah.
You know, like burning down hedges and stuff.
Yeah.
Heather. Yeah. So all of that, everything that has caused, right? When you get really, really angry, when you get really, really lit up, when you get really, really passionate, that's when things start to change. That's when you can start to pull things in. That's when you can start to amplify yourself. So I would say look into the senses. So I'll say sensual, but I don't mean sexual. I mean the senses. Being sensual, being in touch, being able to smell things, really being able to lean back into yourself. Because for so long, it's like there's two parts of you, and one of them is darting around trying not to hurt people. Does that make sense? It's like darting around. It's like the side of you, or a part of you that breaks off and then darts around, moves around, never really staying still, so that you don't hurt anyone that you love. And that can't happen. You're not going to hurt someone that you love. You might self-sabotage, but you're not going to hurt someone that you love. What will make it really, really, really cool is that when you can lean back and kind of center into this energy and learn how to turn it up. What smells have you turned it up? What textures have you turned it up? What sounds? What kind of dancing? What kind of, like, how is it that you want to move your body? Sometimes when I'm moving my body, it's like a spider across the floor. It's the weirdest thing, but that's how the body wants to move. Like that's the depth and the width and the breadth that it wants to go. And it just has never been given the permission to do that. So that when you do that, your walk is going to start to shift. When you do that, how you stand is going to start to shift. You're going to have more compassion for the people in your life. You're going to have like an opening of, I see that. I see the pattern. I see where that is going. And no. And then you pull back instead. And it's like, you know how a tidal wave gathers energy first, like the way the water goes out and then it pulls in? If you could picture yourself doing that, Heather, picture the water pulling in, like that intensity pulling in, and that you find it, and rather than release it with Hail Marys or whatever your Hail Marys are, that you build it and then come back and tell us how it goes.
I love her comments. Yes, 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 yes. Holy shit. You've read my heart.
That's great. Oh, I can't wait to hear. I bet that you can like cause people to come into your life. I bet you can cause money. I bet you can cause, like, you can intend something. Can it, remember Jeannie? You can intend something and you can make that happen. We're just going to get you not leaking everywhere. Because you were leaking trying to protect people. Don't worry about it. It's fine. You're not going to hurt them. Just don't leak. And then you'll be that woman who walks into the room after we're all walking into rooms again. And everybody's heads turn because of the intensity and the love and the tenderness that you have.
So beautiful. She's so funny. Heather. She says, yes, I am leaking. Ha ha.
I had this dream several months ago. And it was my, it was a dream of a woman that I have so much respect and just adoration for. And sometimes she can come across a little harsh. And it's, you know, truth with love. And sometimes if we take it personally, it could. Anyway, so I have this dream. And she comes into my bedroom. And it's very like regal, like bursting in the door. And she says, do not leak. And she points to a tattoo of mine. And I have a tattoo in the back of my neck. And it's a Bengali om. And the design is like a three. And then there's a dot. And then like a semicircle. Yeah. Yeah, and it's the three is the body, right? And then the dot is the division, like how, the illusion, Maya. So the illusion, and then the semicircle is, you know, everything that's beyond that. And she would point to, and she kept doing this in the dream, and this was really vivid. And I think that was probably still when I was puffing. So to remember a dream still when I was puffing, that's kind of a big deal. And she would point to the bottom of the three. And she would say, do not leak, build. And I had no idea what that meant. So Heather, when you asked that question, that's the picture that I saw.
I love it. Karen says, you're going to love this, Megan. Karen says, happy birthday, Megan.
Thank you.
She says, my mom turns 100 on November 13th in heaven. In her memory, I am going for a hair appointment.
Yay. And to do what? What was your mother's favorite hair?
Oh, yeah. You got to tell us, Karen. Karen's so great, too. She's like a little rainbow being for sure. And hi, Cynthia. Cynthia channels the Morkian Collective. She's here saying, she said hello to everybody. Hello. And Heather said, muchas gracias to you. Yeah, Karen, tell us what you're doing with your hair. Yeah, I think that's cool. My dad was born October 13th. Oh. And I told him, because I had gotten this message to transmute the number 13, and it's a lucky number. I mean, he turned 13 on October 13th. I mean, it's a very like sacred number in our family. And I was like, did you know that the Knights Templar are connected to this date? Because my dad's had he's awakening, and it's really, really incredible. And of all the people in the family, I mean, he's just so in touch with his heart. And open and supportive. Oh, yeah. I mean, both my parents are. My mom was on All the Lives on Saturday supporting. So, I mean, my parents are great anyways, but my dad is really just on fire right now with his awakening. And so I hope he's looking that up. But 13 is just sacred, sacred stuff. So Megan, it's no surprise you're also on the 13th. I'm still waiting for Karen to tell us. We'll see if it comes up. You have to see my cup because you'll appreciate this. Everyone will appreciate this, but this is my water glass. Let's see if you guys can see it.
Oh, yes.
It's the number 13, by the way. Death card from the tarot is my water glass. I didn't plan that either.
You didn't.
No, but it just happened to stick out all of a sudden. I was like, this the deck card, and look, it's the number 13. It's
okay, hard. I have to ask, do you have the rest of the deck in water glasses?
I have the sun, the moon, the star, and death. That's all I have. I couldn't find the rest of them, but
the most important ones.
Yeah. Those really are. And this is the one. I mean, the death is the one. This is my favorite glass. So
yes.
I just love that card so much. So anyways, oh my gosh. Somebody else, the Risen Antigone. You guys have these crazy handles. I love it. She just said there's 13 people in the chat too.
Okay, Heather. So So, and is anyone else one of those cataclysmic? Does anyone else have that cataclysmic kind of energy here?
Well, yeah, Sherry in the chat said that she has the same. She said that happens to her too. She's like in the same boat.
Cool. And did anybody else? Is anybody else able to move things when they were growing up?
We'll see. Is anybody answering? I could. I blew stuff up and still do because my whole power blew up on Saturday on the live. And then this morning my stuff blew up. So,
well, let's do something. Let's do an experiment.
Yeah, I like it. Let's do it.
Why not? Okay. So, everybody close your eyes and just exhale anything out from the day. Anything left, anything just kind of, you can pick it up later. Just let it all go. And as you inhale lungs and then down into the abdomen, down into the belly. And just let that breath roll around in the second chakra. Just kind of as you breathe. And even as you exhale, it's starting to build. The breath is starting to build in the second chakra. And it's starting to build inside the body and then outside, inside your field. And you're super, grounded. You can see down, put your feet down into the earth. And there is actually your footprints that are designed for you. Put those down into the earth, step into those, and just kind of move your feet around. Feels really good. And every breath that you take is taking one more, like it's one more amplification of this second chakra energy, one more amplification of the fire, of the phoenix, of the sacred fire, of being able to build that and build that energy. Now this is primal. It's like way back down to who we are. And we forgot. Or pushed it down or didn't want to be too much of something. And now everywhere where we leak it out, everywhere where we spend time with someone we shouldn't, every time we distract ourselves, every time, all those little holes in the aura, seal those all up with the fire. It's like take a poker and just seal those all up and start to build it. Build it. Nice. Yeah. Okay, now let's put us all in a circle. So the 13 in the chat and then those that are watching and Lisa and I, let's go in a circle. Close the circle. And with every breath, the fire just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. Now let's focus this because on the other side of the fire is nurturing. Caring for, being cared for, and nourishing one another. So every breath, it's still getting stronger. The energy of nourishment is also there. Really nice. Okay, so now I'm going to count down. And when I count down, I want you to focus this from second chakra, third chakra, fourth chakra, fifth, sixth, seventh, all the way up to, let's say 18. Let's go all the way up. And what we're going to do is it's going to focus into the center of the circle for us, for our nourishment, for our own intensity, for our own gifts. It's like insta-gift night. You can imagine the phoenix starting to build or dragon energy starting to build. It's really juicy. It's really awesome. Okay, ready? Now three, take a breath. Two, take a breath. One. And focus all that energy into the center of the circle and have it ripple all to all of us. And there's plenty to go around, so we can share it too. And if you notice, it's not a release. We didn't release any of the energy. We focused it, but it's still really strong just in us. Just keep it there. The circle is always available. The circle is always, we can always come back here. We can always grab hands. You can reach out. You can ask for us. You can build the energy. It's all right here. So let's ask for gifts. Have something show up unexpected in the next 24 hours that is related to fire. Gifts. Right on. Take an exhale. Look down and flutter your eyes.
You are a beautiful, beautiful soul. Thank you for being a part of this.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Oh, for sure. More to come, I'm sure, in this new year we're headed into here, I hope.
Yeah. And then that time, right? And that, in the silence and the return within. Yeah.
For sure. I love you. I love all of you who've been watching. And I know that Rico's new to our circle, but he's really a beautiful soul. And if you've watched the Vision for Our Planet video, he's in that video. And I'm really excited to introduce you to him here at 7 o'clock. He really is just a special person, is really unique. He asked me to be on his podcast, and it was just a random thing. You know, he's a fitness expert, and I wasn't sure what to expect. And my gosh, he's very heart-centered. So I hope you guys join me in 8 minutes for that. And Megan, you guys can find Megan's presentation. If you haven't watched it yet, you should. Her information, her website, all of her presentation, everything about her is at oneheartoneearth.net. But Megan, do you want to real quick throw out how folks can get a hold of you?
Sure. My email is mail@meganmreilly.com. You can find me on all social, Megan M. Reilly. And for anyone, One Heart, One Earth, I have a free 30-minute call.
Ugh, lucky. I might have to have one for my birthday.
Oh, that would be fun.
I'm really into how I'm going to treat myself. And I'm going to treat myself for my birthday very Scorpio, which is with some special sessions with some special people for myself, because I never do that. And I cried with my husband and a quiet dinner. I mean, really, talk about Scorpio birthday.
Scorpio, I love it.
Oh, my God.
So well, much.
Thank you
so much.
Yes, I love you so much. And everybody, I will be back here in just a few minutes. Bye.
Bye.